Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Come sit upon me. I won't apologize for speaking the truth, but I think it is incumbent upon me to do everything that I can to get their voice and vote back. And so we have sued in federal court, and we are looking to resolve this through the courts.
Yeah, that is Laurel Libby. She is a Republican state house member up in Maine, trying to go to the Supreme Court. We've got CB Cotton from Fox News on with us this morning. CB, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Mark, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, this is a case that everybody's sort of watching, right?
Yeah, no kidding. So what is it that she posted that was so offensive to the state legislature up there?
So back in February, Maine GOP state rep Laurel Libby made a post, I believe it was on Facebook and X, and she shared a photo of a transgender pole vaulter who went on to win the girls' Maine state championship in February. And she made this post showing photos of the transgender athlete competing last year as a boy and then competing this year in the girls' division. And she spoke out about this on social media, saying that she didn't agree with it, and she thought it was unfair and infringing on the rights of girls throughout her state. The post quickly gained a lot of traction, not only in Maine but across the country. And we know that it's a Democratic-controlled state house in Maine, and her colleagues, her Democratic colleagues, quickly came down on her very, very hard.
So she's filed a lawsuit against the speaker, and she's now asking the Supreme Court to get involved. I mean, what are the odds, do you think, of that actually happening as it relates to the Supreme Court?
So she brings up a couple of interesting arguments in her emergency appeal to the Supreme Court. So shortly after she made these social media posts, she was censured by her colleagues. Then she quickly filed a lawsuit saying that, you know, her First Amendment rights have been infringed upon and that her constituents have been disenfranchised because the censure strips her of her speaking and her voting rights on the House floor. So since like late February, early March, she's not been able to vote and she's not been able to speak on the House floor. And so you can really understand where she's coming from and why it's important for her to try to get those rights back. She brings up a couple interesting arguments in her appeal to the Supreme Court. She points out that House Speaker Ryan Fecteau has also posted photos of minors on social media, talking about various things within different events and things happening like that in Maine. And we spoke with her in an interview yesterday, and she said this. She said, quote, "The fact is legislatures post pictures of minors all the time on social media. That's politics for you. It wasn't until the photos that I posted received negative backlash, because Mainers and folks across the country don't believe that biological males should be participating in girls' sports," end quote. So that's the interesting point she brings up, is that the same conduct that the House Speaker found worthy of censure on her, he has done it too, yeah, albeit for different topics, but he has also posted photos of minors on social media. So she feels confident and hopeful that the Supreme Court will step in and offer some sort of relief on her behalf.
Boy, I hope so. You know, we've had state legislators censured here in Missouri, but the last time I can remember, she was censured for threatening or encouraging somebody to murder President Trump. That's a threat. I mean, as opposed to this, which wasn't a threat at all. It was just pointing out the obvious, right?
She was pointing out her political views,
right,
online,
right.
And that is what, you know, caused her to lose her speaking and her voting rights. And I've spoken with Representative Libby a lot about this, and she tells me all the time that it's interesting for her that this is the hill that Democrats appear to want to die on, about biological boys playing in girls and women's sports. And she feels very strongly that she has to advocate for the girls in her state, because what we've seen through other reports and through other, you know, current events is that Maine Governor Janet Mills, she is taking the opposite stance of Representative Libby, and she, you know, has spoken pretty strongly in favor of the Maine Human Rights Act, which allows people to compete based on their gender identity. And Representative Libby says that is not fair to the girls in her state.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the Maine governor is the one that clashed with President Trump, correct?
Yes, yeah, Maine Governor Janet Mills and Trump, they sparred at the White House. And, you know, President Trump was clear. He said, your state is violating Title IX if it continues functioning the way it is. Maine Governor Janet Mills said, we'll see you in court. And, you know, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Trump said, I look forward to that. And the Trump administration made good on its word. And Attorney General Pam Bondi has now, pursuing litigation against Maine for what it continues to do.
CB Cotton, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you both for having me. I really appreciate it on this topic.
You bet. Great having you on again. Wow. Just wow. You got people trying to move here from England because they've been thrown in jail for what they've tweeted. We have free speech in this country. You got to be kidding me. How can they censure this state representative? All right, coming up, Ryan Wiggins on Act Blue. Stay tuned.